broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 19th. In the year of our Lord, 2015, this is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And we furthermore believe the checks and balances put in place by the Almighty, or I should say inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant, and the key to the exercise when it comes to not a revolution, ladies and gentlemen, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, or live and on demand, just about everywhere you can imagine, on AM, FM affiliates across the country, live and on demand on republicbroadcasting.org, live and on demand at libertyroundtable.com, live and on demand on the Roku player, and an unlimited listen live line anytime 24/7 to the Liberty News Radio Network. To turn any phone into a radio anytime, anywhere, any phone, simply smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. Without further ado, a recap of yesterday's broadcast is indeed in order. Brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys today. Thepowermall.com. To place an order with the Power Mall, you can go to thepowermall.com or 877-817-9829. Now, they got incredible deals. They got a bunch of book deals going on. When Disaster Strikes is one of the books by Matthew Stein. I guess it's on sale for $19.96. Book When Technology Fails, $28. Book The Seed Garden, The Art and Practice of Seed Saving. Yeah, it's only $26.96 right now. Incredible deal. Book Immune System Cure, Optimize Your Immune System Within 30 Days, The Natural Way. Yeah, it's on sale for $12. Yeah, all kinds of cool stuff on sale at thepowermall.com. All right, they got a book. It's called Malignant Medical Myths, Why Medical Treatments Cause 200,000 Deaths Each Year, How to Protect Yourself. It's on sale for $13.46. North American Herbs and Spices. They have all kinds of products, 20% off. Check that out at thepowermall.com. I'm just telling you, good stuff. You got Mother Earth Minerals, 10% off. Doesn't get better than that, does it? All right, all I'm telling you, you got Miracle 2 soaps and stuff, 20% off. Sherry Rogers' books, How to Cure Diabetes, available. Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? Many more. Go to thepowermall.com and learn more today. All right, without further ado, yesterday's broadcast, we had a listener says, hey, Becky is out of line. Becky Akers, our guest, our monthly guest, she's an anarchist, not a revolutionary like you think, but an anarchist, meaning that she doesn't trust government at all and doesn't believe there's a place for government in our society. She believes in the private sector and in the free market. Nevertheless, Sam shares his email response to the listener with the audience and launches into a monologue about solutions. Kirk Crosby chimes in with a tremendous wrap-up conclusion to that topic. Fox News star Sean Hannity, amazingly enough, defends Donald Trump against Glenn Beck pouncing. So now you got a Sean Hannity-Glenn Beck battle, and I guess they politely agreed to disagree, but everything goes viral when it comes to the Trump. They all love it, don't they? That was hour one. Hour two, Donald Trump blows away GOP competitors on several key issues in stunning new poll. The Donald also releases an immigration reform plan designed to get Americans back to work. Believe it or not, we agree with a lot of Donald Trump's plan. Not all of it, though. Firstly, Trump argues that a nation without borders is not a nation. He wants a wall across the southern border. I agree with we've got to have borders. I don't agree with a wall. Secondly, a nation without laws is not a nation. Boy, is he correct on that. Reality check. What about the supreme law, folks? Thirdly, a nation that does not serve its own citizens is not a nation. Once again, concur with the Donald. Real immigration reform puts the needs of working people first, not wealthy, globe-trotting donors. Now, boy, do I agree with Trump, except for isn't Trump a little bit like the kettle calling the pot black? Just wondering. Trump calls to end welfare abuse. Boy, is he right on that one. Applicants for entry into the United States should be required to certify that they can pay for their own housing, health care, and their own needs before they can come to the United States. Do you agree with that? I do. But I also think that's a little too restrictive. Most of these immigrants can't certify that they can do it themselves. But I have been pitching my plan, in many ways, similar to the Donald's plan. I came out with mine first, Donald, by the way. Nevertheless, I agree with him. We can have sponsors. We can have sponsors that might be employers, might be family members, relatives, that could certify for the immigrant, thus creating a family tie in America, in addition to a stability plan. And we would get rid of the welfare abuse, and we would certify that people have a sponsor or a support group to guarantee they don't end up on the dole. Trump believes there should be an end to birthright citizenship. No more anchor babies. Boy, do I agree with that reality as well. Trump also believes that there should be nationwide e-verify. I disagree with him 1,000% on this. Where does the Constitution have the authority to create a federal government database to force employers to check in with Big Daddy government before they hire anybody? See, that's out of line, Trump. There is no constitutional requirement for that whatsoever. You're off your rocker, and it's unconstitutional. Try your Fourth and Fifth Amendments for starters, my friend. Trump calls for a mandatory return of any criminal, illegal aliens to their homes, in their home country, if you will. I agree. You know what? You got a criminal in America, send him back to the country of origin. That's what other nations do. We ought to do that too. Trump also called for detention of illegal aliens caught crossing our border, not the catch and release programs we have now. And again, the Donald's right. Trump believes that America should defund sanctuary cities. Well, we should defund federal money to all cities, Donald. Where constitutionally does it say the federal government can fund cities? It doesn't. There's no authority. It violates jurisdictional boundaries. It breaches dual sovereignty because there's strings attached to that money. 99% of the time, unconstitutional strings, Donald. So we agree that we ought to reject and defund sanctuary cities, but we also agree we need to defund federal rollouts to any city. There is no authority to do that. And no doubt, where bankrupt as all get out, there's no money, Donald. Ron Paul says, hey, the Fed may not increase the interest rate. They may not hike because, you know what? Everything's vulnerable. Well, the economy's not as stable as they want you to believe at all. China is moving to devalue its currency. How does that all relate, huh? If China's devaluing its currency to stay competitive in the world marketplace, you think the economy's doing well, huh? Looks like the Adobe Flash player is going to be unsupported in Chrome. That's good news. Chrome's saying, hey, that thing's just full of bugs and problems everywhere you turn. Agreed. There's a complaint filed against the Texas judge now. The judge issued an order that said get married or go to jail. You like that? What else could judges just run around and unconstitutionally tell you to do, huh? Maybe that judge ought to be impeached. Except sad to say we don't do that anymore like we should. Speaking of judges, it's kind of a strange scenario. How much do you know about Donald Trump's sister, huh? She's deeply politically connected as well to both parties. I'll tell you about that coming up as the broadcast unfolds, and that's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. Brought to you in part by your scientifically backed Free Vigor test. How would you like more energy in your life? How would you like to do it the natural way? How would you like to track your progress? Get a hold of Kurt. He'll help you take the free test and learn more. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Without further ado, Kurt, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Okay, we started a firestorm, Kurt, with this immigration discussion yesterday. Oh, boy, it's crazy. And now there's all kinds of statements saying there's more like 30 million illegals in America, Kurt. That's what the Mexican consulate or whatever is now saying or whatever. There's 30 million illegals in America now. We were told before back in the, 2008, 2012 debates, it was more like 12 million or something like that. We all said, no, they're lying. It's closer to 20 or 30. Well, we were right. It's now 30 million and growing at an alarming rate. Details in seconds. Pat Buchanan chimes in and more. I'm Sam, he's Kurt, and we're talking news the networks refuse to use as always on your favorite radio station.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, there's a firestorm over immigration, to say the least. Everybody and their dog weighing in on it. You got two big debates now, health care and immigration. That's kind of the key topics for today's discussion. And mainstream press talking about that everywhere as well. Kurt Crosby, do we think the riots and the racial wars will stop if more immigrants come? That was a question asked by.
Let's see. Was that the Pat Buchanan? Did
yes, sir.
Say that?
Roger that.
Okay. Well,
know. Immigration is the issue of the century, is the point.
Yeah, good point. And, you know, the big question, like he says, do you think the riots and racial wars will stop if more of them are here? And it's pretty easily answered, I believe. But, you know, Trump's immigration proposals, this is what Amnesty
Well, it's only easy answered
Frank
if you want to be
Sherry
honest with yourself,
said,
Kurt.
Well, that's true. Yeah, good point. But anyway, the amnesty activist, somebody who wants amnesty, he said, Trump's immigration proposals are as dangerous as they are stunning. Then he went on to say, Trump promises to rescind protections for Dreamers and deport them. He wants to redefine the constitutional definition of U.S. citizenship as codified by the 14th Amendment. He plans to impose a moratorium on illegal immigration. Mr. Pat Buchanan says, while Shari is a bit hysterical, he is not entirely wrong. For the six-page policy paper, Pat Buchanan continues, that Mr. Trump put together, it's the toughest, most comprehensive, stunning immigration proposal of the election cycle. The Trump folks were aided, he says, by, well, people around Senator Jeff Sessions. Trump, His plan reestablishes the principle that America's immigration laws should serve the interests of its own citizens. The issue, the article goes on to say, is joined. The battle lines are drawn, and the GOP will debate and may decide which way America shall go. Anyway, it's just interesting to see Pat Buchanan's been working on this forever, on this whole idea that, hey, you know, if you don't take care of America, you're in trouble. The big question he asks again, do we think the riots and racial wars will stop if more come? Good question. What say you, Sam?
Well, I say, you know, this is where the debate rages. Are we going to have an honest discussion about immigration, Kurt, or not? Are we going to deal with the reality, or are we just going to deal with sound bites and manipulations? Okay. What they want to do is use race or immigrations again, or immigration against the rest of us, Kurt. And really, America, they always claim is a nation of immigrants, right? However, yeah. We're a nation of immigrants, that's right, but even all of us that are citizens come from immigrant lines, don't we, Kurt?
Good point.
Unless you can document you came from Adam and you started here or something like that, you got to be an immigrant, don't you, Kurt, or am I a little bit stupid?
That's the way I understand it.
You see, humankind can't really deal with reality is the problem. So, yeah, we are all immigrants to some degree, but what about immigrants of European descent? Okay, you've got a problem, and there's only one way to deal with the problem, and that is to deal with it candidly. And the real discussion isn't this. Well, we love people of different colors, and if you stand against it, you hate them. That's a lie in a race-baiting war. Okay? It's bogus. All right? It isn't an issue of, well, you know, we want to provide a home for the rest of the world that's suffering, because we can't. We don't have the money. We don't have the wherewithal. It's not realistic to assimilate like that. It's not even an option. So the real questions come down to how should immigration work and who should be in charge? And really the debate is what is illegal and what is legal and how and why and where and what and all the details surrounding that. Those are the discussions. And black, white, Mexican, okay, none of those things matter. What matters, Kurt, is are we going to have borders or not? Simple question. I say absolutely if we're a nation. Fine. Are we going to have illegal immigration? The answer is we should do everything we can to stop illegality. Period. However, the question is what constitutes illegal? Well, that's really where the debate starts, in my opinion. And we got to say, look, if we don't like the laws we have on the books, they need to be changed. I submit we should point to the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, as our guide. We should shut the illegal door hard, whether we should build a wall or whether we should use technology and border patrol agents. That's all up for discussion, fine. But it's got to start with this idea that instead of debating on illegal and legal. We need to start debating on criminal or not. And we need to crack down hardcore on criminals, Kurt. And then we need to have restrictive policies to where the people who come for the right reasons, not for government socialist handouts, not for anchor babies, not to prey on an innocent population if you're a criminal, but rather reward people for coming who want to work hard, who want to dream the American dream, who want to jettison their old lands and become Americans, who want to learn our language, understand our laws, and become part of the freest country in the world, and who want to dream the American dream. The real question comes down to, how do we separate that? How do we shut that illegal door down hard? And how do we make the legal door appropriate with realistic assimilation expectations, with qualifications and requirements that make it possible for us to separate the criminal from the law-abiding? And how do we reward those who can bring something to America? And how do we then make sure they become Americans, not just create an enclave on our land? And so we've got a lot of real discussion points to have here. But what we need to do is simply say, well, illegal is illegal, and we're going to simply stand against illegality. Now, the details of that, we can finish up. We can come to an understanding and solve that. But then legal, hey, we can't just open the floodgates. We cannot handle it. Is there plenty of room in America? Yes. How fast can we assimilate them is the question. How fast can we vet them and be sure that they're really not criminals? How fast can we solve the problem when you got 30 million of them in America with family ties already based on bogus policies of the past? How much of the bogus policies should be blamed on the federal government? What can be done to rectify this? See, these are all legitimate questions. Trump's willing to at least bring up a lot of the key issues. As far as I can see, even the Republicans, Kurt, none of them have the guts to really open the discussion like Trump's willing to do. Whether you like Trump or not, and personally I don't. I think he's a thug, and I think he's an insider, and I think everybody's being snookered. Write that down and remember who told you. However, he at least is bringing up some critical points that we ought to have a sit-down reality discussion about. Okay, I think that the idea to have require a sponsor is a key one, because you could shut down the being on the dole plan. I think these anchor baby ideas are bogus. Just because you could sneak across the border and take advantage of government health care, and then have a baby in America, create an anchor baby, and then suggest you have a right to be here is wrong. So there's a lot of valuable points here. But we need to redraw the discussion points, Kurt. Right now, it's if I stand up against immigration of any kind, illegal or otherwise, I'm an enemy and I'm a racist. Okay, we've got to drop that bogus false narrative. And until we have a real discussion, we're not going to get anywhere on immigration. Pat Buchanan, very candid. Invasion, immigration, USA, the issue of the century. Donald Trump's immigration proposals, and they say, are as dangerous as they are stunning. Fine. Let's talk about what's really dangerous then, shall we? If it's a national security issue, whose views are dangerous? Is it the Trump's or our current federal government policy? See, real discussion points need to come out. Your response in seconds, Kurt. Liberty Roundtable Live. We're talking about immigration. We're going to be talking about the 2016 presidential race. We're going to be talking about key critical issues in America. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So far, it's immigration and health care that's the order of the day for the 2016 political campaign. And I find most Republican candidates wimping out and not really having the guts to take on the issues. I don't like Donald Trump at all. I think he's a thug. Nevertheless, I will say this. He's brought up some real issues. And, Kurt, we need a real discussion about immigration, about national security, about illegal versus legal. See, the federal government's aiding and abetting illegal activity. So are the sanctuary cities. If we're not going to be a nation of laws, if we're just going to decide which ones we're going to support and which ones we're going to enforce and which ones we're going to not, then I need a list of laws that I can break, the ones they're not going to enforce. See, this is just crazy talk. We're not even drawing the lines. If you bring it up like Donald, then you're a racist or you're non. They say your ideas or your proposals are dangerous or stunning. Okay, we need real discussion here, and that's the problem. I don't see that as the mainstream press tries to be the gatekeepers, Kurt.
You know, it's a great point, Sam, when I look at, you look at that Pat Buchanan story in his article. He talks about, you know, Europeans in the situation there with the so many of the folks heading from Africa across the Mediterranean, going through, I don't know, getting sunk many times, etc. And now you've got people over there having what they call anti-EU parties or anti-immigrant parties. You know, you've basically got this, you know, kind of little wars between them. You know,
well, it's okay if it's anti-European, Kurt. That's okay.
Yeah, good point. He says, is the West still blind to reality, to the inevitable future that awaits if the West does not secure its frontiers and close its borders to mass immigration? Peoples of European descent, everywhere they live, have birth rates below replacement levels, yet most live in the world's most desirable neighborhoods. The great and growing populations of mankind are in the third world. Countless millions are determined to come to the West legally if they can, illegally if they must. And the more.
And that's an incredible line, Kurt. Sorry to derail here. That's an incredible line to point out. They will come illegally. I'm sorry, legally if they can, illegally if they must. And that's why we got to shut down that illegal door. We got to stop criminals big time. We've got to have a real hardcore policy there. And then, you know what? Legally, if they can, look, if they can find a sponsor, or certify that they have the wherewithal to make it without being on the dole. If we can vet and get rid of the criminals, now we've solved two problems. One, we don't have a big old socialism plan. Two, we don't have criminals coming. Three, those who can get a sponsor or some kind of tie in America, which would give credibility to their stability, which would, et cetera. We get rid of the anchor baby scenario. We then have a very appropriate set of guidelines. You know what? You're going to learn English. You're going to swear an affidavit saying that you will cut all allegiance to your foreign nation. That doesn't mean that you won't care about your culture or your history or your family, but it means you will say, I'm an American now, that you will take some understanding tests about how America works, that we could put guidelines in place. We could really bring the right people for the right reasons, Kurt. Really could.
And Pat Buchanan continues. He says, either Western nations take tough measures to secure their borders, or the Western nations will be swamped. The character of their countries will be altered forever, and smaller countries will become unrecognizable. And as this is happening, ethnic and racial clashes will become more common as they are now becoming across Europe. The principle, this is what Senator Sessions, the guy that helped Mr. Trump about the whole the paperwork he did, he says the principle that America's immigration laws should serve the interest of its own citizens is paramount. And then Pat Buchanan finishes up. He says, Sessions is right. America is our home. We decide who comes in and who does not, how large the American family becomes, whom we adopt, and whence they come. It has become the issue of 2016. Then his last sentence, indeed, it is the issue of the 21st century.
And I think we could stop illegal immigration. We could slow legal immigration down to a trickle, Kurt, a steady trickle of the amount that we could sustainably assimilate those who would swear allegiance to the United States against all other countries or in favor of all countries, I ought to put it. Those who would learn English, those who have a sponsor, those who could be here for the right reasons, those who do not have a criminal background, etc. We could get all that done. Now, there's an article that says before you look at Trump as a presidential candidate, Kurt.
All right. I was looking here. I don't know if you saw the comments by our buddy from Kentucky. Ed in Kentucky chimed in a little bit on this Trump thing. He says, before you look at Trump as a presidential candidate, he too with others are illegal. His parents, especially his mother, were immigrants. Mother was born in Scotland. Then he says, lone wolf. I don't understand that. I didn't know that about his mother. But Ed chiming in Kentucky.
Well, and I don't know what lone wolf means. I mean, I know what a lone wolf is, or at least the government, what they call a lone wolf. I'm not sure how that relates to Trump necessarily.
Yeah, I don't know either. Maybe that's just his signature. But anyway, he sent the text in earlier, and so I passed it on.
And I'm not sure that Trump is illegal, though, Kurt.
I don't know that. We would have been told it. But
you know what? Maybe he's not constitutionally qualified to be president. We better find that out, huh? I'm not just saying that about a Democrat. We need to say that about everybody, Kurt.
Yep.
All right.
Good point, Sam.
Now, Kurt, I know you're not buying pink Viagra, but it's been approved by the FDA.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Because let me tell you what we need.
Yeah, that's going to work really well.
We need to ratchet up the sexual desires of male and females everywhere, Kurt.
Yeah, and if we could put them, unmarried people, in foxholes, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, that should really be good. I mean, we got the Navy SEALs that say they're going to open up to women now. That's, very good news. I mean,
and what we need to do is give the women Viagra, too, because, look, here's the problem. You got all these advancements from the men on Viagra, Kurt. And the women aren't liking the advancements, but if you get the women taking the pill, then it might be a mutual deal, not a rape, Kurt. See? Then we'll run around and say rapes are down, Kurt. See, these people are absolutely psychotic. In my opinion,
they say there's some troubles with this pink pill, Sam.
Oh yeah, you want to know the first trouble?
Let's see what. Go ahead.
Well, God puts guidelines to sex. See, sex is a wonderful thing ordained of God when used within the bounds He has set. And those bounds are, you know what? You're allowed to be involved sexually, or permitted, I should say. It's lawful. It's appropriate. In fact, it's encouraged by the Almighty for two people to be sexually involved if they are husband and wife, legally and lawfully married. And then only to that spouse. So in my situation, I'm married to one woman. She's married to one man. And we together are supposed to have that special sacred union. Anything outside of that is wrong, Kurt. And I should have no sexual relations outside of that, and neither should she. And then if you're not married, then you shouldn't have any sexual relations at all until you get married. So God's put together a very simple guideline. Now, it may be hard to live a little bit because some people have desires that they don't control their passions. And as we do things that erode our will, put us in a bad spot, then we're in trouble. So there's a song on the radio. And I can't remember the title of it because I don't really listen to it. I don't like the song very well. But it says, "Oh, no, honey, I'm good." And he's talking about, it's like this guy's at a bar and this chick coming on to him. And he says, "Oh, no, honey, I'm good. I gotta go. I've got all the loving I need at home." Which is a good statement for him to say, no. I'm going back to my spouse. The problem is, why is he there with her in the first place? And that's the point that I'm driving at, is we put ourselves in these crazy situations and then wonder why marriage vows are broken and why homes are broken and why people's lives are destroyed and trust falls apart. Well, because you violate the laws of God, that's why. And so when you have pornography everywhere, when you have men and women in the workplace getting alone together, when you have men and women in foxholes or these scenarios, and then you ratchet it up with pornography and all those things that put you in a vulnerable position, then you're going to have trouble. So the first problem with this Viagra for women, this pink pill, as far as I can tell, Kurt, is that it strikes you to the very heart. You think it's going to be easier for men and women to keep their marital vows and or keep abstinent until marriage if they are taking this pill and then alone with the opposite sex, or even the same sex for that matter, because, I mean, these pills don't really say if you're engaged with the same or opposite sex. It's just sex in general. See, it violates all the natural, what are they called, inhibitions that people might have. See, we'll talk about it. Kurt's going to break it down in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Yeah, rapes will go down, and hey, all you gotta do is give women the female Viagra, and then hey, you don't need to rape them, they'll just be begging. And don't worry, then all we gotta do is crank up the abortion clinics, and we'll be all good. I'm telling you right now, every move we make seems to turn our back on God's commandments, Kurt. Break it down. There's big-time side effects to this Viagra pink pill, huh?
Well, yeah. Now, you know, the main problem that I can see, and one of the key things that this company did to get this pink pill passed or approved by our beloved FDA was they basically accused the FDA of being, what's the phrase? They accused them of being, biased towards men. They called them gender biased because they were ignoring the sexual needs of women, they said. And so this new drug, I guess it's spelled ADDYI. I don't know really how you say that, but it's from a company called Sprout Pharmaceuticals. And when you read about the different lobbying that Sprout has done and the way they, you know, kind of work their ways through this maze or whatever, they just know how to play the game. They say advocates who pressed for approval of this drug, many of them part of a coalition called Even the Score, said that a drug to improve women's sex lives was long overdue, given the many options available to men. Now, the one lady said, this is the biggest breakthrough for women's sexual health since the pill. I guess she's talking about the one that makes them where they don't conceive, I think. But critics said the campaign behind this drug had made a mockery of the system that regulates pharmaceuticals and had co-opted the women's movement to pressure the FDA into approving a drug that was at best minimally effective and could cause side effects like, here you go, ready for this, Sam? Low blood pressure, fainting, nausea, dizziness, and sleepiness. Now,
and they say you could just go unconscious too, Kurt, they say. And, you know, that probably won't increase rapes or anything.
No.
And they say that the problem is this drug might have strange effects when mixed with alcohol, Kurt.
Well, yeah, but they're going to put a little notice on there, Sam, that says make sure if you're using this to not drink. And one guy said, well, you know, that's really kind of not gonna work, and I'm with him, but anyway, it's kind of like when the alcohol companies say know when to say when, you know. But anyway, one more way to live better through pharmaceuticals, huh, Sam?
Yeah, there you have it. Not sure what you think about it, but the pink pill is here, approved by your government. And this proves, Kurt, that it's all about politics, because there's incredible side effects. And more importantly, there's a big debate on how well it even works, Kurt.
Yep, good point. But one of the main things that it'll work well is it'll give, well, the guys who need it a lot of money from it, you know, and those approvers will, well, if they leave the FDA pretty soon, I'll bet they'll be working for Sprout Pharmaceuticals.
Well, the next question, too, is how many guys are going to get the pink pill so they can give it to the unsuspecting female, Kirk? Now, is that rape if you somehow give her a pill and no one knows and now she's interested in it when she might not have been? And how much will that affect your ability to say no? And if your body says yes and your mind says no, and how will that change the reality in terms of people's resolve, Kurt? And, you know, you start to get questions there, too.
Well, yeah, but, you know, Sam, drugs don't affect people, you know, I mean, really.
Well, the Navy SEALs are going to be open to women, too, though.
Yeah, yeah. Now, this is a great move, isn't it, Sam? I mean, you know, what we need is just, you know, a lot more men and women teams going in behind the enemy lines, you know, just to make sure, you know, when times are tough, hey, somebody at least can, anyway, it's just crazy, isn't it? But it's the last days when good is called evil and evil is called good.
Hey, Kurt.
They're going to integrate the SEAL brotherhood. I guess it won't be brotherhood.
You're not allowed to say brother, boy, girl, that kind of stuff. Yeah. We'll talk about that next hour with James Edwards. But Ashley good Madison point. Probes the veracity of data leaked by hackers. Kurt, is your data leaked on Ashley Madison?
Well, if it is, somebody else put it there. And by the way, in case, ladies and gentlemen, you're unaware of what Ashley Madison is, apparently
it's crazy,
the best I've been able to understand is when people want to, married people want to participate in out-of-wedlock activities, then they...
Yeah, just so you know, Kurt, that's called adultery.
Yep. Right. And I think there's one of the top ten that talks about that. But anyway, I guess they've had some guys that released, what, I don't know, like 30 million email addresses or something like that, and have said, hey, you know, the Ashley Madison people are ticked off about it, but some folks are saying that these hackers did it to kind of teach folks a lesson. So...
Yeah, because those hackers, those guys got morals, man. I'm telling you right now. It's just like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, that's right. They say almost 10 gigabytes worth of data, including member account details, logins, and payment transaction details, were posted to the dark web, according to a report in Wired. The leak was apparently accompanied by a message that lambasted the site and its members for fraud, deceit, and stupidity. Yeah, well, anyway. Canada-based Ashley Madison claimed to have more than 40 million users at the time of the hack that took place about a month ago, all supposedly on the lookout for extramarital affairs. The report came out after the hack. A group called the Impact Team claimed to be responsible. The group had called for Avid Life Media, the owner of Ashley Madison, to take down the affair site, plus another site called Established Men. Avid Life Media didn't comply with the demand. Anyway, bottom line is, now they've gone a little further, the hackers.
Don't worry, Kurt. They're not only giving women the pink Viagra so they can be equal, so they can be... ratchet up the sexual desire, but they're also turning women into kind of, Navy SEALs, and I mean, they're going to be very tough females, to say the least. Don't worry, though. You know what? They rape us, we kill them. That's kind of the new attitude there, buddy.
Ooh, well, yeah, now this is the, you know, the Yazidis, I guess that's how you say it, but these are some of the women that have been forced into, service, if you will, by the ISIS guys or the ISIS.
Yeah, sex slavery, Kurt. You got to be very clear. Service is like what? Yeah. They're going to like do some housekeeping or what?
Anyway, bottom line is, I guess a bunch of them, you know, kind of escaped. And now they're kind of forming their own brigade, they call themselves, the Sun Girls. And they're going to go after and, you know, they say they're going to go after and kill these guys that did these evil things to them. So, you know, maybe this is like the first Navy SEALs, you know, group of Yazidi girls. They're going to go after all these bad guys. So I don't know that I would join that group myself, but, you know, they're kind of ticked off about what has happened. It is kind of interesting where we have the, you know, whole, what is it, the war on women, et cetera, and this is really a war on women there in those areas, and not much being done to protect, you know, those folks, is there, Sam?
No, and it's sad that these girls have to do this, but you know what? I mean, at some point, they're just saying, look, you're beheading our brothers, you're raping our women, and look, we're just going to absolutely change the game. So these girls are saying, we're not afraid. Yeah, we're going to get raped probably, but you know what? So what? We will kill them. And, you know, it just seems like there's war on every front, Kurt, whether it's the immigration wars in America, illegal versus legal, or racist versus non-racist, or white versus black, or male versus female. You know, the battle of the sexes are on. We got to see if we can't get women's desire for illicit sex ratcheted up more than men's. And we got, I mean, the glass ceiling's been shattered with the pink Viagra, and we go on and on and on with all these different wars on every front. And Kurt, until that stops, we're just going to absolutely divide and conquer and fracture on every fault line possible. Now, I don't blame these women, though. They're just saying, look, we're left with no choice. The law, the government doesn't help us. There's no sanity here. And we've got to do something to care for ourselves. And it's a sad tale to tell when the Sun Girls Brigade say, we're going to have to stand up for ourselves. We are left with no choice. And what a sad tale that is. All right, James Edwards with us next hour. We're going to talk about a lot of these same issues. We got a variety of other headlines to ratchet up the discussion. But we're going to do it all right here on Liberty Roundtable Live, hour one in the can, hour two coming up. You want to turn any phone into a radio? Anytime, anywhere, any phone, smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. Sam and Kurt, available always at libertyroundtable.com with live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. Click on Help Us Grow if you want to get involved in the solutions today. By the way, go to thepowermall.com to learn more about incredible products as you do business with the good guys. Thank Joyce Riley for her sponsorship of Liberty News Radio. ThePowerMall.com. We the people can restore America. You're going to help? This nation shall endure.